This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. An assessment of this coming wildfire season says Colorado's current dry conditions and a long-running drought will raise the potential for serious fires over the next few months. That's from the National Interagency Fire Center. KRCC's Shauna Lewis has more.
Higher than normal temperatures and less rain and snow are in the forecast for this region into early summer. Wildland fire meteorologist Valerie Myers says the lack of snow cover in the eastern plains this winter has left dead vegetation standing.
Fire is going to take the path of least resistance, so anything that is dry, standing vertical, is an easy target for fire.
Myers says adding ongoing drought and wind to that equation makes it a big driver of wildland fires. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Fire crews in Boulder yesterday were able to keep a fire from spreading. It burned about a half acre near where a larger fire burned south of Boulder last month. Glenwood Springs has secured the right to more Colorado River water to create three new whitewater parks. A water court approved a plan allowing the city to call for higher river flows during spring and summer, which will support more rafting, tubing, kayaking, and boating along the Colorado. Colorado Mesa University is hosting a Holocaust awareness series this week with lectures and panels on modern-day genocide. Rabbi Jay Streer with the group Jewish Colorado says a rising number of young Americans were never taught about the Holocaust.
Everybody should understand that one of the greatest, if not the greatest, scourges against humanity has to be understood. Because if we don't understand what the potential is in all of us to turn to the darkest of acts, it will repeat itself.
The Holocaust Awareness Series at the University in Grand Junction runs through Friday. Mostly sunny for western Colorado, sunny and windy along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.